everybody, welcome back to the second episode of Bob Om All Stars with your three favorite hosts, Nathan, Maddie, and Faraz.
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Today, we'll be talking about the PS5 today, specifically the PS5 teardown that was shown on YouTube.
Teardown.
But cool, yeah, so now hopping into the PS5, the airflow, which is probably one of my favorite things. On the front of the PS5, which we saw on the trailer a couple months back before we had any info, those are vents. Those are airflow vents to take in air. And then the entire backside of the PS5 has vents to exhaust the hot air. That way, very cool indeed. the PS5.
Keeping it cool, man.
The PS5 will stay very cool, which is fantastic. As far as the fan, I have no idea how the fan sounds. People have said that it sounds quiet from when they've tested it, but of course we don't own it yet, so we can't say. But that's something to keep in mind, that the fan is, it's taking in a lot of air, it's exhausting it easily with all those ports, so it's a good design. They brought engineering and architecture into one, making it look good and functioning well. So that's an upside. I'm sure everybody's going to be happy about that. We're not going to have jet engines, hopefully. What did you guys feel about when you saw the base of the PS5? This is weird. I was excited. I was excited to see the fact that the base
This is pretty weird, too. Honestly, it's like, bro, like, honestly, I don't mind this, but it's pretty funny because I heard that, I think Microsoft or something posted like a picture of their vertical position as just, you know, there's no stand or anything. It just
sits there.
You know, put in their box of a console just on its own. And that was like a shot at PS5, I think, because, you know, they just required like a extra piece of accessory just for it to stand up. But I don't really mind it. I don't care.
That
is the cool. Base included?
Yeah, the base is definitely included. I'm 99% sure the base is included. I'd have to double check that. But yeah.
I mean, it better be.
It should be included. I mean, the cool... like,
it should be, yeah. Why not?
I doubt it wouldn't be. But I mean, the best thing, like... Microsoft shooting off like, oh, hey, our console could stand up on our own. Well, okay, that's good for you. But some people like to either customize it for, you know, different standing. Maybe I like it horizontal. Maybe I like it vertical. Or what they need to take into account is, hey, maybe I don't have enough space to fit it vertically or horizontally, so I have to change it. So that's the best part about the PS5, is that you can change which way you can go. The cool thing about the base, it's very easy. It's user friendly. All you do is you unscrew it from the base. And then there's a little cap you actually put in for where the screw hole would go. That way you don't lose the screw hole or nothing gets into it, no dirt or anything. You can plug it up and then it just clips onto the side. So I thought that was fantastic. That was very, very, I guess, cool. There's not much you can really say about a base.
Very nice.
The next part about the PS5 like teardown, which I thought was fantastic, the side panels can come off. I don't know if I'm...
Hopefully you can customize those too as well, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't want to say I'm the only one excited about it, but that's the cool part about the panels coming off. The PS4 and PS3, you couldn't take them off easily. It didn't happen. With these side panels, you're able to take it off. You can, I guess, if you really wanted to, you could paint it. You can change the color of it, spray paint it.
Yeah.
Granted, maybe they'll come out with, hey, here's some limited edition Spider-Man Miles Morales panels. I don't know. Some guy actually did a concept.
Cyberpunk panels, Mo.
Cyberpunk panel, exactly. So this provides personal customization. If you really
reminds me of the 3DS.
3DS.
Or at least the new 3DS. Like, well, I mean, it's not new anymore.
Yeah.
But the second model of the 3DS.
What was the second
with
model?
The, replaceable.
I never got a 3DS, so I wasn't really up with that.
They've started putting out new models with where you could slide on and off the outer shell.
Really?
And they, yeah. Wow. And they have like special editions. I have the Black Friday 3DS.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, you could buy all different like skins basically.
That's pretty sick.
And I could see the same thing happening with PS5.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Really cool.
Sure.
And a great way for them to like make extra money, right?
I mean,
just add customizable
it's
features.
It's a cash grab, but hey, at the same time, I mean, it makes it that your console feels personal, which is great. I want to feel personal with my console. Some guy already did a custom concept art of a Spider-Man version of the PS5, just the side panels changed. I thought it looked amazing. And if Sony were to take some inspiration from that, I think there is a very, very good future of customization with the PS5. So that's really cool. I mean, exciting. It's one of those small details that it's like, it doesn't really matter that much because I'm not playing with the console itself. I'm playing the games on the console, but
right.
It's one of those small features that just go, it just makes me go better than Xbox. granted,
yeah,
I don't know if Xbox is
a landslide.
Oh, for sure. No, I mean, I don't know if Xbox is customizable. I don't think it is. It doesn't look like it is.
Probably not.
Which, again, if you like simplicity, then go with a box. Sure.
This is an anti-Xbox podcast, by the way.
At least for the console.
We hate Xbox.
I guess this is a little biased since we're all PlayStation guys.
We have to get an Xbox like fan as our guest.
I actually,
for one of the shows.
Yeah, I have an Xbox friend who would.
And then we just roast them.
Yeah, I actually do know an Xbox person too.
We'll definitely get them on the show. I would love to have people on.
It'll be called the Xbox
and
roast.
Just roast them the entire episode.
Yeah.
I'm down with it. Yep. So cool. Yeah, there's the side panels. The next part of the breakdown was the fan. So the cool part is that it's one fan, but the fan has intakes from both sides of the console, which means we're getting double the airflow. Because usually on the, let's say the PS4 console, usually you would just have the fan intaking from the top of the console. Technically, the PS5, I guess it has a top, but really when it's standing in vertical, the top is where the vents come out. Therefore, making that the air can come through the two top vents and exhaust through the back easily. I think that's fantastic. And this is just the airflow of the fan itself, which is amazing. It won't have to do much cooling when we get into the talk of later on about the heat sinks that are inside of it as well. But that's, we'll talk about later on. So the fans, boom, that's cool. I'm excited to talk about that. This is really cool. The next part we're going to talk about, the dust traps. Now, it doesn't sound exciting.
It doesn't sound exciting.
It's not exciting, but it also is. And the reason it's exciting is because you can clean your console. Now,
I like that.
That's important, bro. My PS4 is messy as heck. I need to clean my PS5 when I get
it.
If it ever gets dusty.
No, it is.
My PS4 sounds like a helicopter.
Exactly.
After 2 hours.
It's really important. People don't understand how important this is. Granted, I just built a PC. I just, you know, I've cleaned a PS4 before. Cleaning a PS4 Pro is horrible. It's disgusting. I had a guy bring in a PS4 one time to trade into my store. I wanted to throw up. I'm not gonna get into the details of what we find.
Do you find like
console.
Spiders in there?
I'm not gonna get into it. I'm gonna throw up.
Cockroaches.
It's gross. But with these dust traps,
that's dirt,
what it does is that it's in the name. It traps dust in them, and all you have to do is you take a vacuum, you put it over the hole, and it sucks the dust out. And that's amazing because that means no dust building up in your console, no overheating. It's already like a huge
no helicopter noises.
Exactly.
I wish I had that for my
jet
Mac.
Engines going on.
That's exciting. So I'm really happy about that. The next part with talking about the fans, and we talked about this before, is the fans can be removed, or the one fan can be removed. Now, I don't know. I saw in the video. I don't know if this
would
void
the
warranty. So he took it out in the breakdown. The only thing is he did have to remove the warranty sticker in order to get it out. Now, I don't know if you would actually need to do this because I don't have one in person. I can't actually take it apart myself. I really don't care about avoiding the warranty either. But if the fan can be taken out, one, this means easy cleaning, just like the dust traps, easily to clean, which is fantastic. And potentially customizing the fan. Now, I don't know how you guys feel about
this. Who's really going to do that, though?
What's that?
Who's really going to do that, though?
You'd be surprised how many people would love to customize their fan. Now, when I say customize the fan, I'm not just talking about changing the fan model itself, which means maybe a better fan. Granted, I'm sure Sony has already thought about having their fan be the best of the best. So, probably not going to want to change it anyways. But for people who are enthusiasts, let's say again, PC building, if you want to change the fan, and this is really stupid, RGB. Having RGB fans.
I'm starting
fans.
To see
no.
a similarity here.
Now, you're going to ask, what's the point of having an RGB fan? Nothing. There's no point. There's zero point in having an RGB fan. It's just for looks. Now, it's one of those small things again, customizing your console, making it unique, but it's not necessary. I'd be excited because remember how the side panels can come off. You can make clear, translucent side panels. That way, here's the RGB. You can see through it. Or through those vents on the front, you can see the light through it. So, again, not important. It's just...
Pretty much, Nathan, pretty much you want it to be like a PC where you can see the RGB and everything. It's going to be
basically.
Like a PC-looking
well, and this is system, this is...
Which is acceptable.
And this is important to talk about as well because... I built a PC recently. I love this PC with all the RGB inside. This is all redundant, but it's cool. With the PS5 and any console in general, people forget. Yeah, the console might be $629.99 Canadian before taxes and $700 after, which is expensive. But look at the parts you have inside the console. I can tell you right off the bat, every single part inside a console, PS5 or Xbox Series X, if you were to buy these on the market, the open market for consumers, and you were to build a PC with these exact same parts, you are looking at a PC over most likely 2,500 Canadian. That's expensive. And people need to understand that what these companies are doing is that they are subsidizing the cost. These parts are expensive. They are subsidizing costs. They are eating at the cost so that we can have something to play on. Now, granted.
So at this point, these companies are just making like consumer-friendly gaming PCs.
That's correct. What these are.
That's what they are.
It's literally what they are. When people go PC Master Race, that is the dumbest thing you could ever say. Because if you look at a console is literally just... think of it like a PC, okay? It's a PC with its own OS, its own operating system, already built in, and the difference between the games on a PC and a console is that games on a PC are not optimized to work with the parts inside of it. You have to change the settings yourself. Anything that is played on a console
manually
is optimized for maximum performance with the parts included. So again, you're paying a lot less than what it would be to build a PC to play games at maximum performance, which is, again, fantastic. That's why consoles are still popular. Consoles will never disappear because people who are too lazy to build a PC or too lazy to buy parts can buy a console, right? It makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know too much about like PC
like
parts themselves, but companies do eat at the cost a lot, which is, I think, fantastic for consumers because this makes it easy for us to purchase games and play them with ease. So there's that. What are your guys' thoughts on that? Do you guys agree with the fact that they subsidize the cost so much and with people, I guess, what are your thoughts on people complaining about consoles being expensive? I mean, do you think consoles are too expensive when you look at it at the perspective of the parts inside?
No, absolutely not. I think, like, bro, honestly, consoles are very reasonable for what's inside it. Like, let's be honest, the PS5's hardware and its capabilities are very, very, they're very advanced, and like,
oh, for sure,
you're getting it at price, like, you know, like price points at $499. I mean, sorry, $649, whatever. Yeah, it is. You're getting it at that price for the amount of hardware that you get and the amount of performance that you will be able to tap into over the years with all these games coming out. It's a really good price compared to spending like what, $3,000 or on like a super powerful PC that I don't really want to shell money on if I can get something similar on a console. And I always prefer console. That's my personal preference.
No, exactly.
PS5 is supposed to be better than PC. That's the thing. It's supposed to be better than Xbox. It's supposed to be better than PC. And it's going to perform really well.
It's definitely
going to
perform up there. Now, I mean, granted, PlayStation, as much as I want to say it's going to be better than PC, it won't be, which is unfortunate because there's always new PC parts coming out and there's always going to be something better, which isn't the worst thing. But
yeah,
the cool thing
sure
is that, and if we look at the parts inside, just looking at the RAM, the memory inside the console, 16 gigabytes, which some might say is not a lot, but it's 16 gigabytes of GDDR6 RAM. Now, granted, not everyone knows what that means. I'm not going to go ahead and explain it. If you want to Google that, go ahead and Google what GDDR6 means. But I will tell you, that kind of RAM is not available on the market for consumers openly. You can only find that, as of right now, in either, of course, the PS5, the Xbox Series X, or the newest graphics cards being the 2080 Ti's, 3080s, 3090s. That is the only place you're going to find them. So the fact that these have 16 gigs of GDDR6 RAM, that's expensive. And, I mean, again, subsidizing costs.
Sounds expensive, bro.
It's expensive. And that's just one part. I'm not going to go into detail on the other parts inside the console, but just imagine that's one part not available to the market. It's expensive. So that's that.
Yeah.
I'm happy with consoles, whatever. But back into the breakdown.
Can I say one final
thing? Yeah, what's up?
About the PS5, it's freaking huge.
It is. Like, it's big.
It looks massive.
It's massive, bro. It's huge. I think it's bigger than PS3, right?
Oh yeah.
There's going to be people who don't have space for it.
This is true. That is very true.
You know what? Like, I know people who have their console like on the mantle or on a tiny little shelf.
It's not going to fit.
They got kind of a minimal setup. So where the hell are you supposed to put this like huge thing with like a you need a nail just to attach the base from how wide it is?
Granted, I mean, I'm sure people will find space for it. I mean, I'm sure you guys have seen my PC. This thing's massive. This is bigger than a PS5. This is like this is probably half, like, I don't know, 0.5 bigger, 0.5% bigger.
Right, but a PC usually is in like a desk setting.
That is true.
And a lot of people buying the PS5 are going to be attaching it to a TV in their living room.
That is a good thing to bring up. You're right.
Bro, thankfully I have enough space for the PS5. I have enough space, which I'm pretty happy about, because before I had no space for my PS4 even, which was pretty irritating.
I gotta find space for it, actually. That's a good point. I don't even know if I'm gonna find space for it, because remember, this is not my home. I share this home with my family still, so I gotta make sure that they are not gonna complain like, oh, it's
you have to kick out some family members just to make space.
Exactly. I gotta buy
for the new family member.
Exactly. But yeah, no, that's a very that's a good point, actually. It's a big console. It's not small. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that at all. Maybe they're gonna come up with a smaller one in the future. I just want to also put out there, there's probably going to be a PS5 Pro with every there's the PS4 Pro, which was better. The PS5 Pro, if it comes out, I don't even want to think about, one, how much it's going to cost. Two,
$1,000 probably.
It's probably going to be close to $850 to $900 after tax.
Yeah.
Which is scary to think about.
Bro, I couldn't care less about Pro models, bro. Honestly, I just don't care. I've had the original PS4 since launch date, and I'm happy with it.
Hey, if it works, it works, right?
If it works, it works. Like, who cares about Pro? I mean, yes, there are people. I know you have the Pro. I know a lot of people would you know, get out of their way to actually go buy the Pros.
But I got it because it was on sale.
It doesn't really matter too
much. Yeah, the only reason I purchased it is because it was on sale. I'm not keeping it. I bought it just for the sake of not using my limited edition Star Wars one anymore. I'm either going to sell it, trade it in, or I did get the 1-year warranty so I can bring it back and get my full value back. But besides that, I only bought it just because it was on sale. That's it. I really don't care to keep it. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a console. It plays games. They all play games the same. Only difference is it's a little better. That's it.
Yep. So,
okay, cool. But into the next part of the breakdown. I mean, I know we're talking a lot about the console. There's a lot about the PS5 to talk about. So
there's a lot.
For the listeners at home, just watch the video.
Yeah, you might as well just watch the video. We are going into depth about what is inside of it. So I mean, after you watch the video, you are definitely welcome to come back and listen to it if you want to know about what we're talking about. If you don't care to watch the video, just keep listening.
Don't go.
Don't leave.
We need you.
The next part about the PS5 is the... And this got me really excited. I know that they talked about this when they first started talking about the custom... Or not the customization, the technological part of the PS5, the aspects of what's gonna be inside of it, but to actually see it in the console got me really excited. It is the M.2 NVMe SSD expansion slot capable of supporting up to PCIe 4. Again, not gonna go into what any of this means. I'm not gonna explain it. I really don't. Google's there for that. But what this means is that one thing I will explain: we have hard drives, HDDs. Those are the ones with the floppy, the spinny disks. We have an SSD, solid state drives. Those ones have no moving parts, completely digital moving information. And then we have the new M.2 NVMe SSDs. Those ones are, think of a USB stick, but a little larger and flat. It is capable of running, right now, the newest one, WD, of up to, I think it's like, actually, no, Samsung came out with a new one recently. It's the 980 EVO. I believe it was 10,000 megabytes a second of download. And wow. I think it was 7,000 megabytes of upload. That's insane.
I'm going to assume that's good.
That's fast.
That's pretty good.
I don't know my stats for that.
If you know what 10,000 megabytes is, that's 10 gigabytes a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's insane. That's a lot.
So think of now.
That's very very
that's
good.
That's fast. Now, granted, these NVMe drives, they say capable of hitting that, which means you will not always see 10 gigabytes of storage, download, writing, or reading at that constant speed. The odds are you won't see it at all, because with
Sometimes.
It's very rare to see NVMe's or SSD's, any drive in general, hit their maximum speed. It's almost impossible because with each different software that's inside your system, whether it's you're playing a game, whether it's you're rendering video or doing 3D models, those all take different capabilities of reading and writing with your hard drives. So that means, again, you won't see the same speeds for a video game compared to rendering a video. Now, what's exciting about the NVMe SSD and the PS5 is that that's fast. That is really, really fast. I don't know how fast the actual integrated SSD chip is on the motherboard for the PS5, but the M.2 NVMe's are fast, and they are needed to play the PS5 games. Now, PS5 has 825 gigs. You guys know that's nothing, right? Modern Warfare has already exceeded 250 gigs of storage.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I was actually expecting PS5 to have at least 1 terabyte, man. At least 1.2 terabytes, if not.
So... I was expecting that as well. With this announcement, though, that they are going to support M.2 NVMe's is good and bad. It's good because expansion, fast expansion. The bad thing about it is that they're expensive. they're not cheap. Also, the only company as of right now that has confirmed to have worked with the PS5, their NVMe drives, is Western Digital, or better known as WD. So Western Digital, I mean, they're a great company. Do you guys know who
They do those hard drives.
Yeah, they make hard drives. Yeah,
yeah. External hard drives. Yeah, I have one.
For a long time.
It broke after 2 weeks. Just saying.
They have issues.
That's all I got to say about WD.
It's happened with me as well. WD, every company has their issues, which is the sucker.
And then you know what they did? They said, if you want to recover the data, you have to go to a third party. Otherwise, we'll just give you a new one and you lose all your data.
Yeah, and that's right. The awful part about hard drives.
Screw you.
When did you buy it?
I spent $100 on a 1 terabyte hard drive. And I loaded it up with about, it was about halfway full. Okay, not halfway. Maybe like close to halfway. Anyway, it was a lot. And then it just it broke for no reason. I didn't even drop it or anything.
This is the difficult part about hard drives, is that when they fill up, it is very dangerous for them. For example, when you guys have a hard drive on your PC, it'll show the bar of how full it is. If the bar is still blue, that's good. If that bar turns red, that is dangerous, because that means there's a lot of info on there and it has almost no room to access anything on there. So having more,
but it's like
I know it's stupid.
What are you supposed to do? Like buy a hard drive for the hard drive? Basically. Like a backup for the backup? That's,
yeah, you need to do that because it's not enough.
It's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
This is the scary part for the PS5. Because again, games are going to be big. These next generation games are not going to be small. And I want to point out what the prices are so far for these next for these NVMe drives from Western Digital. The newest ones, 500 gigs is going to cost you $149.99 US dollars. That's expensive. That's 500 gigs for that equates to almost, I think, 200 Canadian, almost, because our dollar is horrible compared to them right now. So
yeah,
conversion wise, yeah, that's a lot. 1 terabyte is $229.99 US dollars, and 2 terabytes is $449.99 US.
That's ridiculous, man.
That's a big jump. You're looking at the price to get 2 terabytes of expansion is the price of a PS4 Pro. Take that in.
Wow.
That's expensive.
Honestly, that's, yeah.
At that point, that is no offense to PlayStation or Western Digital, I would much rather buy a PS4 Pro for that price. At least the PS4 Pro comes with 1 terabyte. So,
are you guys buying it like day one?
That's surprising.
Would you say, Maddie? Yeah.
Are you guys buying PS5 day one?
Well, the issue with that, and I'll actually address that in a second, is getting hands on a PS5 is almost impossible right now.
Yeah, it's very hard. And I'm going to buy it in April, man. Yeah. Probably. Most likely in April.
Well,
when does it come out?
It comes out, I believe, November 13th. 12. Is it 12? 12?
Right.
12.
I think 12,
and
yeah.
But there's pre-orders, right?
No. Yes and no. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll address that, because that's really a really important issue that people are forgetting.
Okay, I'm kind of in the dark about that.
No, it's
that.
Okay. Honestly, listen, no, there's no sweat about the PS5 console. We'll talk about that in a second. Cool. Yeah, the next part about the breakdown of the PS5, this is really interesting. We'll be very short on this part. The Blu-ray disc, the disc reader, which of course reads your disc to play the game, is double insulated within a thin metal sheet case. This is important because it prevents loud noises. If you guys have ever heard the disc reader on a PS3 or a PS4, they're not they're not super loud, but they're not quiet. So
yeah, they're going like
I don't like the sound at all. It's kind of irritating.
Yeah, you'll hear the sound.
It gets.
It's not fun.
If anyone has a PS2, that's basically all you
hear.
That's
basically your gameplay. That's how you hear it. So the fact that it should be quiet is great. So that makes me really happy. Cool. And then the next part of the PS5 breakdown is the GPU. What they use to cool it is incredible. I'm really excited to hear about this. I know Faraz was really happy to hear about it as well. They have incorporated something called thermal interface material or TIM, or TIM. The reason they have included this is because the PS5 GPU gets really hot because of its high clock speeds. Now, what the TIM they have chosen to use is liquid metal. Liquid metal.
Very cool.
That is insane. Liquid metal.
It's like that guy from Terminator. The liquid guy.
Very rare and very cool stuff.
That is true. Yeah. So that's another thing. Why the PS5 is a little expensive is because of liquid metal. Now, every PS5 is confirmed to have used liquid metal. What it does is that, I mean, it cools the GPU. It is a cooling solution similar to thermal paste. If you guys have ever built a PC, thermal paste is what goes on top of the CPU. It basically disperses the heat across it, not evenly, but as much as it can to make the CPU cool. That is what they do with the GPU in the PS5. However, liquid metal is, again, expensive. They use liquid metal inside nuclear reactors, submarines to keep the systems cool. So the fact that we're having liquid metal inside the PS5 is really exciting.
Very special.
It is. No, it's,
it's like they use it in nuclear reactors, submarines, and the PS5.
Something the Xbox people don't have.
I don't know. Have they done a breakdown of the Xbox yet? I would love to see a breakdown. If they do one, we're definitely going to talk about that. Again, I know we're not Xbox guys, but granted, I would love to talk about
it. That would be a breakdown of a fridge, man. That's not even a console. That's a fridge breakdown.
Oh, I hear you, man. I'm very excited to talk about that. Cool. And then the last part about, this isn't really the breakdown of the console. This is talking about the console itself. Maddie brought this up earlier, and I'm glad you reminded me, is backwards compatibility. This is a very exciting topic.
Yes, sir.
We have, this is really good. So PlayStation, Sony, has already confirmed that one, and this is great for people who don't want to upgrade, they are not going to discontinue PS4. They're not going to discontinue the console, and they're not going to discontinue the games. They are going to try and continue making PS4 games for the next decade.
Really?
Yeah, they have already they've confirmed.
Cool. Come on, I didn't hear this.
It's not a very popular.
But the only ones are going to be like FIFA. You know what I mean?
I hear you.
They did that with the PS2, where they just kept releasing like FIFA games.
Yeah,
I'm
not sure.
Even though it was done,
they haven't confirmed.
They still do that, bro.
Yeah, they're going to continue to do that. I don't know which games. Again, they haven't confirmed it because we're not at that stage yet. But the fact that they're going to continue.
Almost all games will be backwards. I'm pretty sure. Almost most of them that were popular, I guess. Because what's going to happen day one on PS5 is that if you had PlayStation Plus, the games that you played on PS4, you can just download them on your PS5 and play them.
Yeah.
Like God of War, like Spider-Man, you can play Horizon, the first one.
So,
and even in terms of backwards, it's also going to be digitally backwards. So it's going to be digital backwards as well. So meaning that if you had games that you downloaded from the PS Store, not physical copies, you can still transfer that game to PS5. So you can play games that you've had digitally.
Yeah.
Which I do a lot. I have a lot of my games digitally.
So. No, and that's actually that's going to segue into my next not topic, but I guess part of the PS5 topic. So in terms of backwards compatibility, right now Sony has confirmed that in terms of disc, almost every disc you have is going to be backwards compatible with a boost of up to 60 FPS for PlayStation 4 games. So I believe majority of the PS4 games are, I think, capped at 30 FPS, if I'm not wrong. The ones that are capped will be unlocked to 60 FPS, which is amazing. The downside to digital games is that right now, I don't know if this is confirmed. I'm pretty sure this is what I remember hearing at the, I think it was Mark or Mike Cerny's interview, is that there are going to be, for digital, only 100 of the top PlayStation games backwards compatible digitally. So that's as far as I know. They are going to work on it as the year goes by to make every single PlayStation game come backwards compatible, except a very small list of games, which I don't have in front of me, unfortunately, and I'm not going to go out of my way to find it, because I remember reading it. They were very, very small games that will not be backwards compatible. It's not going to impact the games or the console war as much because they were very unpopular games. So that's okay. The good news about, and this is what Faraz was talking about, any games on your hard drive, external hard drive for your PS4, can be carried over to the PS5. That way you can easily just start playing your games. Now the downside, and everybody's going to get mad at this, you cannot put PS5 games on an external hard drive. That is confirmed. So, remember,
that's sad.
That is bad. You guys know how I was talking about how they're including the integrated NVMe SSDs?
That makes me think they're going to start like a cloud service.
They already have one. They already have a cloud service.
Oh, they have one.
Yeah, so they have a cloud service.
Yeah, they already have a model. Yeah.
Then they're going to up their rates.
No, the cloud service is included with the PlayStation Plus. The only thing that's going to happen, and you guys are going to hate this. So once you run out of room on your PlayStation 5 itself, like just the 825 gigs, you need to get the NVMe SSD. And you can play your PlayStation 5 games on there. However,
do you have to get that?
For expansion, if you want to get more games, you have to get an NVMe SSD. That is the only way to continue playing your PS5 games. However, they have confirmed, although you cannot store, so you can store PlayStation 5 data on your external SSD. You can do that. However, it will not play PS5 games off of the external SSD. It will only store the data. So if you want to play, let's say you finish the new God of War on the PS5 and you want to store it on your PlayStation or your external hard drive, you can do that. However, if you want to play it again, you have to move it back to the NVMe SSD or the internal SSD on the motherboard of the PlayStation 5. So it's a little bit of a hassle.
But the games I've had on my external hard drive on my PS4, I can still play those on
PS5. That's correct. Those will carry over very easily. All you have to do is plug it in and you're good to go. But for PS5 games, it gets a little confusing. You can't play them from your external hard drive. It all has to be from either the NVMe M.2 or your internal SSD in the motherboard of the PS5. So it gets a little confusing there. People are going to be questioning, well, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? The reason being is because an external SSD is not fast enough to keep up with the PS5 standards. That's why. So it makes sense.
I can live with it.
Yeah, people are going to live with it. But it's a bit of a hassle for people who don't want to spend that extra money. I get it. But yeah, it's going to suck. It's a little disappointing to see that. Unless they come out with external hard drives that are fast enough, PS5 games will have to be played on the internals. So that's something to keep in mind if you're going to be buying a PS5. Alrighty, thank you guys again for tuning in to the second episode of Bob Omb All-Stars. I hope you enjoyed listening to the PS5 Teardown. If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure to tune in to next week as well. We are very excited to see you guys in the next episode. Thank you again, guys, and you have a great day.
Let's go!
Have a wonderful day.